Welcome to America Weekend.
America Weekend.
Good day, every day. Soon the clouds will free the rain. Let the secret of the sunshine. Good day, every day. The mother peacock doesn't show. Father's feathers colorful. Sometimes credit to who is
tolerance. Justice. This is the Good Day program with Doug Steffen and my friends Roberta Fasnelli, Jennifer Horn. Rich McFadden is at the controls in our studio in Washington. All about fairness. There are people, I've made comments about this. It works on both sides all around. The idea that in a political world, you will offend somebody if you take a position on the other side of their political morality, if that's what it is. And there are people, one of the people that has a radio station that carries this program, got a call from somebody who was on the left side of things, a magazine that they carry in their community. The person who had the subscription to this magazine wasn't happy because... They're not open-minded. There is that, and they, we know that. I'm dealing with that all the time. Radio stations and companies. You remember the story, Roberta, when I'm trying to remember. Richie, you may be better at this than I am in remembering exactly when it happened, but it was quite a while ago. I'm going to guess. This would have been, 14, 15 years ago. The radio station in Benton, Arkansas that carried us got a call from the marketing manager at Walmart.
Yeah.
Remember that?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
I had said something.
And Doug was on the rollback pricing, right?
Well, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. He was on one of his Walmart rates.
I was on one of my Walmart deals.
Destroying America, you know.
Right. Because I'm a farmer, and they've destroyed a lot of small town businesses and stuff like that. And people say, well, they've helped people save money in these communities. I don't know. You have to weigh it. It's like
I make up for it. Look, I'm a Target and Walmart shopper. So, yeah. You know, so it's like our yin and our yang. So there you go.
Okay. Well, it applies to politics. It applies to my agricultural roots and my dislike for Monsanto. And then here, Walmart is great at giving me opportunities to take shots. So, by the way, in terms of if you haven't ever heard the story about Walmart, I had said something, as Richie just suggested, that wasn't flattering. And Walmart was spending money at that time advertising on the program. And so the local station got a call from the person that was the marketing director at Walmart. And then the station called the syndicator, or not the syndicator, somehow or other, it got back to the buyer. This is a moderately complicated scenario. You don't have to know all about what's in the weeds. But the bottom line is that they wanted me to apologize for what I said. And I said I wouldn't apologize for what I said. In fact, I underscored what I had said again. And because in my heart, in my mind, it was true. And if I'm going to be pushed around by the money from the advertisers, if I'm going to be influenced by their money, then everything I say on the air is hypocrisy. Because when I talk about politicians and how corrupt they're becoming because of the money that's spent by interests, whether it's Monsanto. I mean, it's everywhere. It's the electric companies. It's the Wall Street people. It's everywhere. And the money is coming into the coffers in unprecedented amounts. Billions of dollars is going to be used to bribe members of Congress and the Senate this year. And that's all it is. It's a complete bribe. It's looking for access. That's the reality of it. So if I can't talk about all this, we'd have basically nothing to talk about.
Right, exactly.
Because it's so much corruption. So when I get a toot from somebody who's upset because I'm talking about Monsanto, I just say, I'm sorry that you feel that way. But, you know, if we don't have this conversation, it happened the guy who's close to us said he agreed with my position. And most people do when you think it out. The Monsanto thing is about whether you have a choice to choose your own food, the kind of food you want. And how do you know if it's not labeled? All I want is to have labels. You choose whatever you want. But I want to see a label as to where it came from and what's in it. That's what I want to see. And the law, by the way, requires that you have a nutritional label on everything that's sold. So if it has a nutritional label and the impact of nutrition is affected by how it's grown or where it comes from, why isn't that there just as a matter of course? because Monsanto and their ilk don't want you to know, because you wouldn't choose it if you knew. That's the bottom line. Have you got any common sense? So, all right, along comes the latest Walmart routine. That's what I was building up to. The fellow who runs Walmart's a guy named Doug McMillan. He's been in Bentonville all his life. Most of the people that run Walmart are friends of the family. They've been there all along. They either knew Sam, worked for Sam, you know, that kind of stuff. They're still around. Anyway, he said today that they at Walmart are going to improve their standing with customers no matter what. Well, so how's it working out so far? Not so great, at least not yet. This is the largest retailer in the world. You know that. The latest Consumer Satisfaction Index, ACSI, is out today, and Walmart ranks last among department stores. Dead last. They also rank worst among the supermarkets and health and personal care stores. So there's a survey that affects the department stores, discount stores, supermarkets, that sort of thing, health care, because Walmart wants to be everything to everybody, and they're nothing to nobody because they're at the bottom. So how do they stay in business? How is it that Bernie Sanders can get up and say the Walmart family is the richest family in America and we need to take their money away from them? So if the service is so bad, how come those people are so wealthy? Where's the disconnect here? If people don't like, it's like me flying American Airlines. Their service sucks.
It's the prices. That's the all lowest. They care about.
Well, it isn't even that in America. I'm just so invested.
I cannot get my wife not to go to Walmart.
I'm you like, couldn't. Because it's so much cheaper.
Right. I'm like.
But what are you buying, Richie? Like, it's crap
listen,
that you're
please.
Buying.
It's. She buys soap and shampoo. Yeah. And all
that's what it really saves you a lot of money on.
But when can't I used you to go to Target and get the same stuff for about the same price?
Not
and
for
in
the
fact,
same price.
Look, I love Target.
How much more expensive is it?
And not the
it's
selection
a lot more.
Either.
Is it really?
I love Target. I go to Target a lot. I could stay in Target for hours. Mm. But when I used to wear contact lenses, I don't anymore because I had LASIK surgery, but Walmart had the cheapest. I mean, and that's where I kind of discovered it. As far as contact solution, it was $2 or $3 cheaper than anybody else I could ever find. And so that's where I think they really make a killing is on those beauty and personal items.
And my wife
it's
is
a
just
lot
too
cheaper.
Cheap to, she doesn't care. All I want is a price.
The AC.
I can't walk into a Walmart. It is so
I've never been in
it,
a Walmart.
Dark. It's
never.
Just,
all right.
Well, I don't know. The ones
you
in
know,
Louisiana are beautiful. The ones in the New Orleans
Walmart
are beautiful.
And white flag on the play. Maybe I believe you've never been to Walmart, but I know you've been to McDonald's because I know you've had their shakes.
Or their fish shakes.
Oh, I went in to buy one for Ed. Yeah, I did do that. Yep. Yeah, you're right.
One of the problems is for a lot of places, and that includes here in New Orleans, where I am right now, there are few places to shop where you can get everything at once other than Walmart. They just don't exist.
There's nothing there. There's no room for that kind of stuff.
Even if you go out into the suburbs, you'll have the malls with the big box stores, but still Walmart rules here. Yeah. I mean, and believe me, I hate walking into it, but if I need something, it's the only game in town.
You know where they're brilliant.
So remind me to go into a Walmart store. I'll take my video.
And they're nice. Actually, they're quite nice here.
This is where they're brilliant.
Walmart.
Is that they're helping the poor, Doug.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
They're helping the people that don't have a lot of money.
Right.
You got to save the Walmart. Bernie Sanders for Walmart. Helping the poor.
Is Bernie Sanders for Walmart? What is he?
I would
Walmart?
Imagine that he would not speak up against Walmart.
Really?
I would imagine that his constituency that he's
but
trying
he's
to reach.
He's against choice. So I would imagine something like Walmart.
He's against choice?
Yeah. He wants you to have one deodorant. He said he thinks that there's too many deodorant brands on the market.
All right. So here are the.
That's
your candidate, Roberta.
All right. Wait, Richie. we've got 60 seconds here.
Yeah.
I'm going to go through all of the top 15, according to the ACSI rating. All right, you ready for this, everybody?
Sure.
The rankings, I'll start at the bottom and go to the top. These are the department stores, discount stores, ranking by this study of the American Consumer Institute. Ready?
Sure.
Walmart, number 15. Sears, number 14. Macy's, 13. Ross, Dress for Less, 12. JCPenney, 11. Dollar General, 10. Target, 9. Is it Major Meyer? How do you pronounce that? I don't know that store chain.
Don't know it.
Meijer. Yeah, they're out in the upper Midwest, I think. They're in the 8th position. Dollar Tree, 7. Kohl's, 6. Belk Stores, 5. the what does that mean? All others. I don't know what that means. Fred Meyer, 3, Dillard's, 2, the most popular store in the country for customer service is Nordstrom's.
Get
82% rating.
Right, yeah.
Walmart gets a 60.
Kiss your butt when you walk into that store because they're killing you.
Well, you can take back anything, and they will never question
it. Right. Needless markup is in the category with a 4. Some of those other, what is it? Bloomberg. What am I looking for? The blue with a big, what's the big?
Kmart?
No. Big, expensive department store that begins with a B. Who is that, Roberta?
Bloomingdale's.
Bloomingdale's, thank you.
Bloomingdale's.
Ding, 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 I said Bloomberg.
Are there even Bloomingdale's around anymore?
Yeah, in the upscale market. Nordstrom's and Bloomingdale's. Yeah, not a lot of them anymore.
But not in my mall.
No. Well, but that's because they're pricey. And people, but you don't see Walmarts in any malls either. They're all self-standing.
Yeah, no.
They don't want to be in a mall. The malls won't have them.
Walmart, Home Depot, and Target, and Petco or PetSmart are the cornerstones of every big box shopping center.
Yeah, you see a lot of Pet. Is it PetSmart or Petco?
Either one. Take your choice.
Man, what a business that is. Woof. What I love to be in. That is a business. You wouldn't believe how those any pet thing is fantastic. It's 19 past the hour here on Good Day.
Big success in a minute with George and Mary Lynn.
Chubby Checker started a dance craze with The Twist. It's the only song to hit the Billboard Hot 100 twice.
But here's something a lot of people don't know. It wasn't a Chubby Checker original. He covered it.
The Twist was originally recorded by Hank Ballard. So why did it launch Chubby Checker to stardom?
One word, marketing. He was seen performing the song on all the hit shows of that day.
You need talent to be a big success. But if no one ever sees you using it or hears about how wonderful you are, you'll go nowhere.
There are two parts to big success. Doing the work and spreading the word about the work you've done.
So draw attention to the great work you do. It leads to big success.
Find big success at BIGGSuccess.com.
Have back taxes taken control of your life, your bank account, your paycheck? It's time to take back control and avoid tax liens, bank levies, garnished wages, and criminal charges. Take control today and call U.S. Tax Shield now at 800-524-6201.
Hey, welcome to American Biker Minute. Stratospheric rise in the sale of adventure motorcycles. At north of 20 grand, don't dip one over. Then there's the poor man's adventure motorcycle for just under 6,600 bucks. Today on American Biker Minute.
Have back taxes taken control of your life, your bank account, your paycheck? It's time to take back control and avoid tax liens, bank levies, garnished wages, and criminal charges. Take control today and call U.S. Tax Shield now at 800-524-6201.
Jeff Ryan for American Biker Minute. Buy 3 KLR 650 Kawasaki's for what you'd pay for a single BMW R1200 GS. Beamer has twice the displacement. But how much power do you need to get over a rock? Look at what Kawasaki has for you this year. Stiffer springs, more rebounding, finally a decent seat, and a huge for its size 6-gallon gas tank on the KLR 650 New Edition. Since 1987, this poor man's little adventure bike has crisscrossed the world more than the moon. American Biker Minute. Your passport to the open road on two wheels.
Think green.
Harrison with you. Regulating greenhouse gases is actually worth money. Believe it or not, regulating greenhouse gases will generate a fortune. So who should get it? The cap and trade climate change bill looks to create an estimated $150 billion in the first year it takes effect. Then within 40 years, greenhouse gas regulation should generate $3 trillion worth of value in the United States alone. So where should that money go? A coalition called the U.S. Climate Action Partnership, curiously consisting of GE, General Motors, Ford, DuPont, and Shell, Duke Energy, Florida Power and Light, and Pacific Gas and Electric, will meet to lay claim on all this free money. But should it go to utility and oil companies, or to government investments in new technology, along with the customers who'll be facing rising rates? We'll keep you informed.
Think Green with Harrison at ThinkGreenRadio.com.